Despite media reports to the contrary, Sergeant Patrick LaBarbera of the Jackson County Sheriff's Department says investigators aren't even sure a crime has been committed here. On Thursday, officials described her ex-husband, Doug, as a person of interest, but that seems more by default.
He is not a suspect. Mr. Seide has been cooperative with law enforcement to this point. He's made himself available. He returned our calls. He is working with us. He has been on the search. But of course, as the sheriff said yesterday, he's a person of interest. He's the last person that has seen Alicia Seide.
Doug says Alicia left the home they shared in Hatfield Friday night at around 9 p.m. The two had an argument. Alicia's vehicle was at the residence, but she didn't take it. Alicia had been drinking, but it's unclear how much. The volunteer search was suspended Thursday, but not because of any new information.
It was basically because we've been through this area so many different times. Some areas have been searched twice. A few areas have been searched as many as three times. But of course, if you look around here, some of the vegetation, the wooded areas are so thick and so densely covered. Some areas you can see 100 yards, some you can't see 100 feet. So they need to be go through several times, and they were searched several times. So we've just exhausted all areas.
Reporting in Nielsville, this is Paul Knopf on the Wisconsin Radio Network.